4 minutes, madam, you have the floor. Thank you, Chair. I add my voice too to those who've welcomed in amidst the delegation of Benin. And I'm going to be putting questions under Article 6. There is a National Plan of Action Against Trafficking 2020-2024 and the Technical Commission against People Trafficking, who coordinates what the government does, the national group to monitor and coordinate what is done to protect childhood, supervises cases involving minors. My first question is, what was the outcome of this National Plan of Action? It concludes in 2024. Is it going to be extended? You tell us that 10 courts into 2023 processed 70 persons, 28 of whom were involved in people trafficking, 8 alleged perpetrators and 20 victims. The victims were mostly Benin nationals that tend to be taken to Nigeria or Ivory Coast. Cases involved sexual and labour exploitation. The traffickers exploit nationals, Benin nationals and aliens in Benin, but also Benin nationals abroad. Most victims of child trafficking come from rural areas. The traffickers lure children away from the north through promises of education and employment to the areas of the south. The criminal groups also fraudulently recruit women in Benin for domestic work in Lebanon, Algeria and the Gulf countries. My question would be to you the following. What concrete actions is the state taking to prevent, investigate and punish people for the trafficking of women and girls? How many people have been convicted in the last few years, and how have victims been treated? Are you providing training for migration personnel, police officers, prosecutors and judges to reduce impunity? And finally, what are you doing to increase funds and budget lines set aside to strengthen prevention and people trafficking protection services, including refuges, shelters rather, direct online assistance, detection and identification of